Well, thank you very much. Imogen, we also have a couple of questions that we thought we would put to you. This one's from John, and he said that given the vast size of the Milky Way, it's likely that the only practical method of exploring it will be with automated probes along the lines of the Voyager spacecraft, which, of course, has only just really got out of our solar system, so getting across the Milky Way is very, very ambitious. But he was wondering, with today's best propulsion technology, how long would a civilization need to last in order to welcome back a probe? So how long will the round journey take?
Well, obviously, that very much depends on the technology that you're using to propel this probe. The centre of the galaxy is about 8.3 kiloparsecs away from Earth, so that's 27,000 light years. And as we know, nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. So even if we were able to design a spaceship which could travel close to the speed of light, it's going to take at least 54,000 years to get to the centre of the galaxy and then back again to report on what you've seen. However, currently we don't have the technology to design a spacecraft which can travel anywhere close to the speed of light. You mentioned the Voyager space probes. They are travelling at about 17 kilometres per second. And if they continue to travel at this speed towards the centre of our galaxy, they'd reach it in 2.3 billion years' time. And that's even before they've turned around and come back again. But just because we can't travel to the centre of our galaxy and back again in, say, a lifetime, doesn't mean that we can't find out information about the centre of our galaxy. We can actually discover quite a lot about what the centre of our galaxy is like by observing it with telescopes. For example, by observing the orbits of stars very close to the galactic centre, we know that there's a supermassive black hole in the centre of our galaxy.
So even if we can travel at the speed of light, it'll take us 54,000 years. But what sorts of technologies might we have that could get close to that or could even shave a bit of extra time off?
Well, there are several possibilities. One that was investigated back in the 60s is using something called nuclear pulse propulsion, which actually involves a series of explosions of atomic bombs, which are sort of fired off from the spacecraft. But obviously testing that kind of thing is not very feasible. So this project has never come into fruition. And clearly a major challenge is actually powering a spacecraft for the period of time that it's going to take to make any of these kind of journeys. And so you're going to have a nuclear power source to power the instruments on board and the things that you require to communicate back to Earth.
And of course, the longer it needs to go for, the more fuel it needs to carry, so the heavier it's going to be, so the harder it's going to be to get out of the Earth's orbit in the first place. So really, it is shaping up to be an insurmountable task.
It is looking very much like an insurmountable task, and that's actually why there hasn't been that much research done into how possible it is. I mean, you mentioned about carrying the fuel. There is another possibility where you don't need to carry fuel, which is this idea of solar sails, where you could actually use radiation from the sun and other stars, so both photons and emitted gas, so essentially sail your way through the galaxy. However, that's not very quick, so it is going to take you a very long time to get anywhere interesting.
This is Naked.